This is New England Public Radio News. 72 years ago this St. Patrick's Day, one of the greatest heavyweight boxers of all time, Rocky Marciano, came to fight in Holyoke, Massachusetts. The fight was a turning point in his life, as New England Public Radio's Jill Kaufman reports.
There was a time when boxing was king. The age of television, still relatively young, had a lot to do with that.
Early in round six, Marciano hits Lane with a punishing left. That punch really hurt. Lane is tired now, and you'll see how he lowers his guard. A dangerous mistake against Marciano.
Just a few years before Rocky Marciano's televised fight against boxer Rex Lane at Madison Square Garden, Marciano was digging ditches for the gas company in Brockton, Massachusetts, where he grew up. In 1947, he had just gotten out of the Army and didn't think he had many options in life. A friend set up the Holyoke fight. Mike Stanton wrote about that night in his book, Unbeaten, Rocky Marciano's Fight for Perfection in a Crooked World.
And this was his first professional fight, but he wanted to preserve his amateur status, so he decided that the greatest future Italian heavyweight fighter in history would fight under an Irish name on St. Patrick's Day in heavily Irish Holyoke.
Marciano chose the name Rocky Mac. The name change wasn't just about keeping his amateur status. Stanton says Marciano didn't want his mother to know he was boxing. In the late 1940s, Holyoke was in a circuit of gritty New England cities where ethnic rivalries played out in boxing rings. Stanton says fans lived vicariously through the matches.
You know, the working class, Irish and French Canadians and Poles, coming out of the paper mills and the corner bars and the tenement houses in their work shirts and work boots, hooting and hollering and stamping their feet in the balcony of the Old Valley Arena.
Where fun happened at least once a week, violent fun.
It was a real kind of blood and guts arena. It was an old gas works down by the canals where the paper mills stood. And it was a place the working men would go after work, and they would gamble. And every Monday night was fight night.
And in 1947, St. Patrick's Day was a Monday. Marciano was matched against another Army veteran, Les Epperson, from Springfield, who was the hometown favorite. He was a big, strapping fighter, Stanton says. And Marciano was unschooled, unknown, and fighting with a broken hand. When the bout began, the two men came out slugging.
Epperson was a more polished fighter. He was slipping Rocky's powerful but clumsy swings, and he was outboxing him.
In the second round, the fight took a turn. Stanton says Marciano started to use his crude, raw power.
And then in the 42 seconds into the third round, Epperson was trying to force Rocky up against the ropes, and Rocky, who was shorter and squatter, unleashed this ferocious right uppercut that seemed to explode from his shoe tops and hit Epperson square in the jaw.
Epperson went crashing to the canvas. Later, the defeated boxer said he remembered the first two rounds, but not the third.
And he said, I'd never, ever been hit so hard. And like a lot of guys that fought Rocky, that was the last time Epperson ever fought.
After that night in Holyoke, Marciano didn't immediately become that champion boxer. He was disillusioned and noncommittal about the sport, Stanton says. The promoter had tried to swindle Marciano out of his purse, and it was a physically brutal fight. A few weeks after the fight,
he and some friends would travel down to spring training with the Chicago Cubs for a baseball tryout. Rocky was a catcher, and ironically, the greatest heavyweight slugger in history didn't have a strong enough arm to make a good throw to second base, and he washed out of baseball.
Marciano came back home to New England and by default returned to boxing, wanting to avoid a life in the shoe factories of Brockton, Stanton says, where his father had worked. 9 years later, and a perfect record of 49 wins, zero losses.
Gentlemen, I would like to announce my retirement from boxing at this time.
Marciano was 32 years old when he retired, the great Italian heavyweight whose professional career began on St. Patrick's Day in Holyoke using an Irish name. For New England Public Radio, I'm Jill Kaufman.